Throw out all the dead! All corpses outside!
The living rejoiced. There would be more room. Volunteers set to work. They felt those who were still crouching. Here's one. Take him! They undressed him, the survivors avidly sharing out his clothes. Then two grave diggers took him, one by the head and one by the feet, and threw him out of the wagon like a sack of flour. From all directions came cries. Come on, here's one. The man next to me, he doesn't move. I woke from my apathy just at the moment when two men came up to my father. I threw myself on top of his body. He was cold. I slapped him. I rubbed his hands, crying, Father, Father, wake up. They're trying to throw you out of the carriage. His body remained inert. The two gravediggers seized me by the collar.
Leave him. You can see perfectly well that he's dead.
No, I cried. He isn't dead. Not yet. I set to work to slap him as hard as I could. After a moment, my father's eyelids moved slightly over his glazed eyes. He was breathing weakly. You see? I cried. The two men moved away. 20 bodies were thrown out of our wagon. Then the train resumed its journey, leaving behind it a few hundred naked dead, deprived of burial in the deep snow of a field in Poland. We were given no food. We lived on snow. It took the place of bread. The days were like nights, and the nights left the dregs of their darkness in our souls. The train was traveling slowly, often stopping for several hours and then setting off again. It never ceased snowing. All through these days and nights we stayed crouching, one on top of the other, never speaking a word. We were no more